Right now, though, what we have not done to any kind of satisfactory level for you here at Cowboys training camp on this, the first day, and in this, the first practice, is bring you that true flavor of it. That can be done by one way and one way only, and that is by taking the wireless microphone and going traipsing into the wilderness. And we have just the man for that, the originator, the one who made it into a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is Cobra.
An art.
Yes, and he is down there right now practicing his craft, the one that he perfected so long ago. Cobra, do you have us?
I do. I have you.
You're sounding great. Yes,
I do.
You're sounding great.
I sound clean?
Yes.
I love the first day of football, Mike. It is incredibly fascinating to watch these guys run through drills. You hear the horn in the background, the fresh smell of cut grass.
You hear Miss Price.
Yeah, you hear her.
You see the cheerleaders?
I did. The cheerleaders, they all said hello. And there's quite a few people down here watching practice number one. Did they practice yesterday or just have a walkthrough?
I don't think it was real practice.
Okay, yeah,
this is real practice.
There are human pads.
We ain't talking
helmets.
About the game.
Yeah, we ain't talking about the game.
And cleats. They're not practicing in loafers, I can promise you that. So this is going on. Oh, sorry, bro. So, yeah, there are a lot of people down here, so let's talk to a couple of them. Let's meet some of the fans.
All right.
Hi, madam. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's your name?
Stephanie,
where are you from?
Oxnard.
Oxnard. Now, where's that?
Here. The 805.
Oh, we're in it.
Yeah.
It's the 805.
Okay, the 805. That's bad. Where are you from?
From Oxnard.
Where's that?
Where?
It's here.
Okay. All right. You had me confused there for a minute. Now, are you born and raised?
In Ventura.
Ah, that's where we're staying, Ventura. Do you have any suggestions for food and
or sex,
other things?
Well, food. Well, my favorite things is like Topper's Pizza. It's here in Oxnard. It's local and just in the 805. It's really good. And
In
and Out.
Street to call it the 805.
Oh, In and Out. That's your second suggestion for food.
Yes.
Okay. I noticed you have a nose ring. How long have you had that?
About 3 years.
Okay. And
Does
do you
it
keep
hurt?
It in at all times?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
No.
Never. What if you get hit there? Imagine it hurts worse.
No.
Do you box?
What kind of ring I have in?
Does her man like it?
Do you have, is there, God, yeah, because you can see it coming out of your nostril.
Yeah, that's so it doesn't hurt when it gets hit or anything.
Okay. All right. Is this your man over here?
Yeah.
Does he enjoy the nose ring?
I don't know.
Do you enjoy the nose ring?
I like it. It doesn't bother me, really.
Okay. Do you have any other rings, piercings, tattoos? Oh, your belly is pierced. Okay, that's cool.
She has a fresh tattoo on her back. She just got one the other day. She has a fresh tattoo on her back.
What? How fresh is it? What kind of tattoo?
2 days ago.
What's on it? Picture of the 805?
No, it's Tupac.
Tupac? Really? You know he died.
Yeah, I know. I know he.
Okay, it's been a few years, you know.
Boy, that's pretty street. Tupac and the 805.
That is. That's really street. That's cool. So, how old were you when you first listened to Tupac? How old are you now?
I'm 22.
Okay, so he died when you were like one.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny because I have a tattoo of FDR on my back, and I was 2 years old when he died.
Oh, that's crazy.
You don't know who FDR is, do you?
I'm Franklin D. Roosevelt.
You nailed
whoa,
it!
Whoa!
Look at the 805 representing.
Man.
Yeah, I just have a giant picture of a wheelchair on my back.
You do?
Yeah, it's pretty hip.
Oh, that's.
I mean, it's no Tupac, but I mean, FDR was pretty damn cool when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You got any kids?
No.
No kids?
Want some?
You want one?
Tonight?
Maybe, I don't know.
Tell her you've got the box set of the FDR Fireside Chats.
God, on vinyl.
In case you're interested. Now, look, I'm just throwing this out here since we're friends and everything's cool. I have the best of box set of the FDR Fireside Chats.
What is that?
Well, I thought we could swap. Like, you give me Tupac and I give you FDR.
How are you going to do that? You can't do that.
You can do whatever you want. File sharing, sweetheart. File sharing.
Dropbox.
So you wouldn't want a kid this young?
No.
No, you're not married to this guy, are you?
No.
You got a scary beard, man. How long have you been growing that?
About a year and a half, probably.
Really? It's very jihadish.
Thank you.
That's not a compliment.
I don't know what you said, but I'll go with it.
Okay. How long do you want to have it go?
I think it's probably good at this length right here.
Your mom and dad like it?
They didn't like it at first, but they've gotten used to it already.
Do they like him?
Do your parents like him?
Yeah.
Ooh, you said that with some trepidation. They're leery of him, aren't they?
No, they're more traditional, so it's like clean shaven kind of thing.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could take me home.
No.
How old are your parents?
My mom's 66 and my dad's 69.
Whoa. Yeah. So they were late comers when it came to having kids, right?
Yeah.
Were you? Oh, you know what you were? You were an accident, weren't you?
Surprise, yeah.
I like to say accident. You say surprise.
Yeah.
And so you have older brothers and sisters, don't you, that are like in their 40s?
Well, my older sister, yeah. She's like 36.
God, it's so gross being that old, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not that old yet.
Okay. All right. I noticed your shorts are incredibly short.
Hey, now.
That's pretty awesome.
I guess. I don't know. It's hot.
It is hot. Does your dad approve of those?
He doesn't care. He doesn't say anything.
I noticed you have a cowboy medallion hanging around your necklace. You've been a cowboy fan all your life?
Well, since junior high.
Since junior high? Okay. So Tom Randall probably top five for you?
I don't know. I barely started watching it, so I barely started learning all the moves and how it's being done, so.
What's your favorite move?
I don't know.
Four-pointer?
Charleston.
Four-pointer.
No.
Oh, who's your favorite cowboy?
Jason Witten.
Oh, really? He's a dear friend of mine.
He is?
He is.
Tell him to come over here.
Well, he's practicing right now, sweetheart, so.
Later.
Yeah. Later. Well, that's interesting. I have herpes.
Is this some kind of, like...
It's a mild form, and it's not contagious.
Yeah, it is.
Well, unless we hug. Will you hug me? No?
No.
All right. Well, what's your name?
Stephanie.
My name is Corby, and I'm the reporter with herpes. Mild, though. Remember that. And tell that to your friends, too, especially your girlfriends.
The okay, reporter with that. Herpes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. There they go. And there we are. Our first interview.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed that she wasn't more interested and open to the idea of the box set of the Fireside Chat.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's upsetting for sure. Let's go back over here.
Shame.
Weird people. Roaming around here.
We're out of view. We can't see you now.
Oh. Were you in view before?
Yeah. We saw her.
What? Why can't I talk to you? What's wrong? Oh, she says last time I talked to her, she got in trouble. What did I do to her to make her... stop it. Stop telling people things. Hi, how you guys doing?
Say hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm with The Ticket in Dallas. It's a radio station. Are you familiar?
I am not.
Where are you from?
Minnesota.
Oh, you kind of sound Minnesotian, Cincinnati.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Minnesotian sound like?
You. That's a compliment. What are you doing here?
Just checking out spring training.
It's training camp.
Spring
yep.
training?
That's why we're here.
It's summer. It's not spring.
Okay, summer training camp.
So what are you doing? I mean, you're from Minnesota. Is there some connection here that you have with the Cowboys?
Yes. We're with Pepsi.
Pepsi. Ah, yes, I see that.
Why
drinking
does she
a diet
fear
Pepsi.
You?
She's not the one that fears me.
She's not
me.
The one that fears. Okay.
It's Robin, who's on staff, that fears me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's. Well, I'm not going to say your last name. So let me ask you this about Pepsi. How's it going?
We're having a great year.
Are you? Is Michael Jackson still a spokesman?
From the heaven above, you got it.
Oh, that was sweet to have him.
Does she realize?
Were you working there then, 33
news.
Years ago?
No.
How old are you?
Come on.
What?
You got to be polite. Have you ever...
How old are you, madam?
Her age.
All right. How much you weigh?
More than you think.
No. You look great. So did you grow up a Vikings fan?
No.
Well, who's your favorite football squad?
Now the Cowboys.
Now, because of Pepsi and your relationship, what do you do for Pepsi? You must be a really high roller if you're here. It's okay. Tell us what you do.
Oh.
Do you can? Jar?
How's third quarter looking for him this year?
I'll have a jar of Pepsi.
If somebody asks you to jar, what does that mean to you?
Spire talking.
All right.
Okay. All right. How's third quarter going?
How's four-pointer?
Let's talk business here. Come on. Let's talk Pepsi.
We're having a great third quarter.
How are you? Who's your main demographic?
Any consumer who's thirsty.
Let's break it down along racial lines. Oh, black, coffee. White, go. Who consumes more Pepsi? You have this. The research is there. I have the documents if you want me to show them to you.
We've all seen
totally
the documents.
That's totally inappropriate. So.
No, it's really not. It's okay. Okay, so how long are you going to be here, and where are you staying?
We're in and out.
You're in and out.
Staying at the In-N-Out Burger?
You're staying at the burger place?
That was witty.
Well,
you're welcome.
My moments. Oh, you want me to talk to more people? Okay. Hi, what's your name? Oh, I can't talk to you. Are all these people Pepsi people? Okay. All right. I'm being banned from Pepsi. Hey, it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you too, Corby.
So you got in trouble last year?
Never.
Okay. All right. We'll show these ladies a good time. Okay. All right. Thank you, madam, for being so forthcoming and awful.
You know, I have herpes.
Didn't she realize that soft drinks are bad for you?
Oh, I only interview women. I'm sorry, sir. Yeah. Some guy was like wanting me to interview him.
Why?
That's no fun.
No, it's really not. It's really not. Let's see. Let's walk over here a little bit. There's a lot of cameras out here, so I have to maneuver my way around these cameras as to find human beings. Now, okay. Oh, yeah. There's an intern.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
And there goes Corby.
Oh, we lost you. Now you're back.
Shoot. Am I here?
Yeah, you're out of...
Yeah, you're
at the... Have a little range issue, though.
Oh, okay.
We're having some technical problems.
God.
Okay, let me see if I can get her to come over here. Blake.
Right. You're fading in.
Seriously,
and out.
Mike.
Go ask the girl to come over here.
Oh, shoot.
Two, one, two.
Okay, stay right there.
There's Nate.
Nate Fisher?
Do you think Nate likes it better here or in prison?
Why don't you ask him?
Okay, here she comes. Whoa, Nate, yeah. Newton. It's a cute girl. Blake got her. You know, Blake is a go-getter. Yes, we underrate the usefulness of Blake.
I do not underrate it one bit.
Blake is incredibly useful as a human being and a coworker.
Yes, he is a very highly motivated young self-starter.
Hi, madam. What do you do?
I'm an intern at WFAA.
Oh, that's Channel 8.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is, in Dallas.
Okay, yes. Are you from Dallas? Geez.
I'm not. I go to the University of Texas in Austin.
Okay, so how'd you make your way up to Dallas?
I'm here this summer modeling, and I thought while I'm out here, I'm just going to come out to training camp, see what I can
modeling,
see.
Modeling, huh?
Modeling.
Are you modeling. So you're a model.
Model?
Yes.
Are you a supermodel?
Are you a supermodel?
Hopefully on the way there.
Are you a panty
okay.
model?
All right, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Are you a figure?
Just a pup. So what is that, a junior?
Yes,
ask
good
her she's
job.
A figure model.
Yes, a full figure model.
I was in
model.
College one time.
Yep.
Ask her if she models for Talbots.
Have you ever been out with Charlie Strong?
I haven't.
Have
what
you
do
ever
you mean
met
by
him?
Out?
Like go out, like on go have a beer, maybe on watch day. A show.
Does it count if I saw him at Pluckers?
Yeah, it does. It totally does. So where did you grow up?
Right outside San Antonio in a small town called Bernie, Texas.
Oh, my God.
Bernie.
I know Bernie.
For sure, yeah. That's cool.
Corby, you know the twins are from Bernie?
What'd you say?
The twins were from Bernie.
Your twins?
Yeah. Mm. And there goes Corby.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay. All right.
Ask her if she's ever been a figure model.
Have you ever been a figure model?
What do you mean by figure
like, model? I believe ever, that's a term
Bryant.
From 1941.
No, I don't think so.
Like any swimsuity, bra-y.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I hate everything. Nothing works, ever.
Okay. Now, okay, so you have done that?
Yes, I've done that.
Okay. Is that fun or is that awkward?
A fair amount of both.
Really? Does it pay well? Does it pay better than, like, modeling...
runway?
Motorcycles or something?
It pays better than modeling pajamas.
Has she ever done nude work?
You would never do nude work, would you?
Never.
Okay. Okay. You say that with a straight face. You're not being facetious, are you?
She has. You've never done it, have you?
I'm going to look you up.
No, I've never done that, and I never would.
Okay. Do you think that any of your photos are prominently displayed in like a machine shop in Carrollton or something?
I'm not sure what that means.
You're using power tools as some sort of sexual fetish or something like that? Has that ever been done?
Probably.
No, and I hope not.
Ask her. She's on modelmayhem.com.
Shut up, Mike. You have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
You're single? A wildly attractive young lady like you. When's the last boyfriend you had?
Well, there was actually another intern in Dallas who I sort of had a little crush on, but it didn't work out because
Dale
of the
Hansen.
Distance.
Cray-tray.
Was it Dale?
Yes.
Was it Cray-tray?
It was Dale. You got me. I tried to say intern to throw you off.
Was it another intern that went to SMU or something like that?
This is so random.
Was I right?
No.
We're just digging around, just fishing around, having fun.
Okay.
Just talking.
Yeah, we're just said, boy, I mean, come on. This is good times. It's great.
Totally.
You like beer?
No.
You don't drink beer?
I don't.
Whiskey?
I don't drink any alcohol.
You don't drink alcohol? Is it a faith thing?
Yes, but it's also, I don't want to act stupid.
You don't want me either.
Oh, really? Never put a headset on.
Hey, true. How's your anus?
It is. I quit drinking minutes ago.
Minutes ago.
So what's your aspiration beyond? Is modeling the end goal here, or is it TV or what?
Modeling is plan A. TV is plan B. Modeling doesn't last forever. Lots of things can happen, but I would love to pursue a career in broadcasting.
TV meaning sports TV or just whatever the hell comes your way?
TV as in sports TV.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of the end game for that is, it seems to be with girls, is sideline reporting. Is that something that you would embrace or you want something more?
Totally. I love NBA. I would love to be.
You want to do sideline stuff?
I would love that.
Do you like black men?
Really? Are you a Spurs girl?
I love the Spurs. I really love the Rockets.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I mean, this is so weird. I love all the Texas teams, even though they obviously all play each other and they're all.
Oh, God.
Against,
here we go.
Okay,
sports
okay.
Talk.
But I just think it's fun to root
okay,
for your home
yes,
state.
Yes, yeah, yes, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what if a guy asks you out and he says, hey, let's go get smashed. What do you tell him?
Smashed on Jesus.
Jesus?
Oh, dear.
Is that a drink?
Smashed on Jesus.
All right. Either ask her about the black guy or get out.
We got to go anyway.
Oh, man. Your parents drink?
My dad does.
Yeah.
Lots.
What a
lots.
Sinner.
Uh-oh. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, look. Wait, what was your name again? I forgot.
Lyndon Orr.
Lyndon what?
Or
Linda
or
Lyndon or
Lyndon or Linda
Lyndon.
Okay, how do you spell that?
Lyndon.
Okay, all right. Are you gonna be here all week?
I'm gonna be here Friday, Saturday.
Okay, well, hopefully you have a good time. It was wonderful meeting you. You're a very attractive girl. I hope that you meet a guy that smashed on Jesus.
Thank you. What was your name?
My name's Corby.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Enjoy your time here.
You.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oops. There she went.
Is she blonde?
Very.
Yeah.
Blue-eyed.
Very young.
Dimples. Really cute.
Mm-hmm.
What?
All right.
Yeah, I just talked to her.
Did she tell you what she do?
What'd she do?
Should I tell him?
Hey. Why not?
Oh, yeah. She told us she's a model. Yeah. Yes.
Gee, that's a Jose model in California.
Jose from Channel 8 was telling us this. So we can all now access her online if we choose.
Late as balls.
Okay.
All right. Community quick hits are coming up next.
Yes. Good times.